Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Nourish Restaurant Open Mic. I'm Ellen Schmidt, your host, and we're going to have a lot of wonderful music tonight and also some spoken word. And we have great featured artists and wonderful mini set artists. But we'll start right out for now with Paul Beck, who's helping with the sound tonight. And he's helping Ira Grauman, who's here every week as our sound volunteer, and he also records everybody, both audio and video. And Paul's helping him tonight. Paul's a wonderful musician. He performs alone and also in a duo called Ergo Canto with Leslie Bryant. And they'll be featuring at our other open mic in Concord on February 3rd at the Emerson Umbrella. But Paul's going to play a little bit for you before we start the open mic. I don't know. What do you think? You want to do two and you can do something else later when there's more people? So Paul will do a couple of tunes for you now. Please, a big welcome for Paul Beck.
Thank you. So I try this with finger picks. This is a song I learned from a kind of a special album that Don McLean did a long time ago of his other people's favorites. It's an old British tune about a Irish fellow who ends up in London and can't quite make it out, can't quite figure out what he's seeing. Oh, Mary, this London's a wonderful sight. There's people here working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least, when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just tried my hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Moher sweep down to the sea. I believe that while writing, a wish you expressed as to how the fine ladies in London were dressed. Well, if you'll believe me, while asked to a ball, they don't wear no tops to their dresses at all. I've seen them myself, and you could not, in truth, tell if they were bound for the ball or the bath. Don't be starting those fashions now, Mary McCree, where the mountains of Moher sweep down to the sea. Of roses and cream, ah, but let me remark with regard to the same. But if that those roses you venture to sip, the colors will all come away on your lip. So I'll wait for the wild rose that's waiting for me, where the mountains of Moher sweep down to the sea. I've seen England's king in the top of a bus. I did not know him, but he means to know us. And though by the Saxons we've oft been oppressed, I cheered, God forgive me, I cheered with the rest. And now that he's visited Erin's green shore, we'll be much better friends than we've been heretofore. When we get what we want, we're as quiet as can be, where the mountains of morn sweep down to the sea. Young Danny McLaren, of course, he's over here with the rest of the force. I saw him one day as we stood on the strand, stopped all the traffic with a wave of his hand. And as we stood talking of days that are gone, the whole town of London stood there looking on. But for all his great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. I'm going to finish my short set with a, if I can find where I put my flat pick, with, I used to be in a bluegrass band a number of years ago, and bluegrass songs all have to have some things in common. Cabins, illicit alcohol, grandpa, British sports cars. Well, maybe they don't all have that one, but this one does. Well, Grandpa had a, yeah, Grandpa had a cabin. Grandpa had a barn. Grandpa's got a moonshine, still don't mean nobody harm. But out behind the woodshed, underneath the tarp, Grandpa's got the sweetest thing since angels took to harp. Say, can you see his pride and joy? It's Grandpa's one and only frill and Grandpa's favorite toy. It's forest green. Say, can you see? Coming up the old dirt road, it's Grandpa's MGB. Well, some men like their hound dogs and some men like their shine. Grandpa loves MGB, he drives it all the time. Up and down the mountain, around that logging track, fills the tank with pure corn liquor, flames shoot from the back. Say, can you see his pride and joy? It's Grandpa's one and only frill and Grandpa's favorite toy. It's forest green. Say, can you see? Coming up the old dirt road, it's Grandpa's MGB. Well, Grandpa had a Hudson, he kept it till it died. Fenders fell off down the road, it rusted through inside. Then one day in the outhouse, some magazines to blame, Grandpa saw an MGB and he's never been the same. Said, can you see his pride and joy? It's Grandpa's one and only frill and Grandpa's favorite toy. It's forest green. Say, can you see? Coming up the old dirt road, it's Grandpa's MGB. Well, Grandma never liked it none. She said he lost his mind day he drove that MGB across the county line. So Grandma's got the washer, Grandma's got the phone, Grandma's got the Harley, leaves the MGB alone. Say, can you see his pride and joy? It's Grandpa's one and only frill and Grandpa's favorite toy. It's Forest Green. Say, can you see? Coming up the old dirt road, it's Grandpa's MGB. It's Forest Green. Say, can you see? Coming up the old dirt road, it's Grandpa's MGB. Thank you. Now Alan's going to introduce the rest of the evening.
One more hand, please, for Paul Beck. I'm sure you'll hear more from him later.